Take a seat. Now, if you hadn't guessed it already, today is usually called Advent Sunday. But I wonder what first comes to mind for most people when they hear the word Advent. You know, if you do kind of one of those kind of word association tests where you say one word and then what's the next word that comes to mind? Advent.
Calendar.
Yeah, I thought somebody would say that. Advent calendar. That's the sort of thing, isn't it, that's very popular and has been for many years. And there's a whole industry now has grown up thinking and making advent calendars. Anybody like to tell us about anything exciting that they've already perhaps seen in an advent calendar or have maybe heard other people who've got an advent calendar? When you open it or get inside it, you discover something interesting. Anybody found anything interesting yet? A cow. So you've got little figures in yours, have you? That's exciting. That's good. So maybe the cow that was in the manger with Jesus, perhaps that's what that is, yeah? Anybody else got any thoughts? Something to eat, perhaps? What's in your advent calendar? Chocolate. I thought there might be some chocolate there. Well, you know, if you look around, all sorts of companies produce things with sort of things like perfume in or small gifts. There's a whole host of different Advent calendars. And this Sunday is traditionally called Advent Sunday. And Advent means arrival or coming. And in the run-up to Christmas, we remember Jesus' first arrival. And also we look forward to the fact that he said he was going to make a second arrival, a second arrival to the earth. And here at All Saints, like a lot of churches, on the Sundays running up to Christmas, we light a candle to remind us of the fact that Jesus said he was going to come back. Would anybody like to come and light this candle for me? Here we are. And would you like to do it? That's lovely. So you can get hold of that. Hold it just a little bit further up because it's just broken a little bit. So just hold it. So that's it. That's lovely. Now, can you reach that red candle? I'll give you a hand. Whoa! Brilliant, you've done it. Excellent, thank you very much. You want to blow it out? Well done. Shall we give her a round of applause? Now, a part of the Bible that helps us to understand that God has a plan that's centered on his eternal Son, who became a human being that first Christmas, and who will one day return to the earth, is the very last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Now, in the first part of the book of Revelation, we're told that it is an unveiling of and about Jesus Christ. It tells us about Jesus and how, as we read in chapter 5, he has conquered. Jesus has beaten all that is evil through his death on the cross and his resurrection. And one day, that victory will be fully made known when he returns to the earth. Now, Revelation was written down by one of Jesus' closest friends. And there, somebody's drawn a picture of him, the Apostle John. Now, John was by this time an old man, and he had to go and live on this place. It's an island called Patmos. It's in the Aegean Sea. And he had to go there to escape people, because a lot of people didn't like people who believed in Jesus. So John and some of his friends had to escape, and he ended up on Patmos. Now, in just a few minutes this morning, we're going to try and open up that book of Revelation and hear the message that it gives us from Jesus and about Jesus. So one morning, John was thinking, praying, and Jesus appeared to him in a vision. Jesus' eyes were bright, shining like the sun. "I'm going to show you a secret, John," Jesus said, "a secret about God's plan." And Jesus' voice was like the sound of rushing waters. "Write down what you see so that God's children can read it and wait with great happy excitement." Then Jesus gave John a beautiful dream, except John was wide awake and he saw something that was real and one day would fully come true. John wrote, "I see a throne, and on the throne is a king. and the King is Jesus. And all around the throne, people are praising him and giving him thanks. There are loud cheers and clapping and bright laughter like a thousand waterfalls. And everyone bursts out singing a new song to Jesus. Worthy are you, for you were slain, and by your blood you rescued people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. This is our King, they were saying. The Lamb who died. The Lamb who died so that we don't have to. Our Rescuer. All honor and praise be yours forever and ever. And every creature everywhere in heaven and on earth and in the sea joins in. Now John saw Jesus on his throne. And for a while there were bad leaders in control of the nations. And there was upset and trouble in the world. God's people suffered as people tried to hurt them because they believed in Jesus. But then John saw Satan, God's horrible enemy, thrown down and defeated. All who were against God were judged, and all evil was removed. And then John wrote, "I see a sparkling city, shimmering in the sky, glittering and glowing, coming down from heaven. Heaven is coming down to earth. And the city looks like a bride, beautifully dressed, waiting for her husband. And God's city is beautiful. It has walls of precious stones like jasper and sapphire, wide streets paved with gold, gleaming gates that are never locked shut. Where is the sun? Where is the moon? They aren't needed anymore. You see, God is all the light that people need. No more darkness. No more dark. No more light." And the King says, "Look, God and his children are together again. No more crying. No more being lonely or afraid. No more being ill or dying. Because all those things are gone. Yes, they are gone forever. Everything sad has come untrue. And see, I have wiped away every tear from every eye." And then a deep, beautiful voice that sounded like thunder in the sky says, "Look, I am making everything new." Now, you know, it was hard to squeeze all that John saw into words. It was difficult to fit it onto the page and to cram it into the book. All the words in all the pages of all the books in all the world will never be enough. "I am the beginning," Jesus said, "and I am the ending." And one day, John knew, heaven would come down and mend God's broken world and make it our true, perfect home forever. And John knew in some mysterious way that it's hard to explain, but everything was going to be even more wonderful because it had once been so sad. And he knew that the ending of the story was going to be so great, it would make all the sadness and tears and everything seemed just like a shadow that is chased away by the morning sun. "I'm on my way," said Jesus. "I'll be there soon." And John came to the end of his book. But he didn't write the end, because of course that's how books normally finish. But this one is not over yet. So instead, John wrote at the end of his book, "Return quickly, Jesus," which perhaps is really another way of saying to be continued. So this Advent, when you open your Advent calendars, you count down to Christmas, remember that the story of Jesus has not yet finished. Each day is nearer to when Jesus will come back to earth and fully bring in God's loving rule, made possible because he died and rose again. And we can think what difference this means when we hear of the brokenness of the world as it is now. The illness, the suffering, the wars and rumours of wars, the poverty, the abuse, the injustice and the sadness. You see, Jesus' victory means that one day it will not always be like this. And we can also ask, have I come to Jesus and received what he has done? In that song of heaven that we read about, we hear of Jesus, by your sacrificial death, you rescued people for God. So you see, if we believe in Jesus, then we will escape being lost in the consequences of brokenness. And instead, we'll find complete fulfillment in the beauty of that new creation with God, which Jesus will bring when he returns. And that is where Jesus' story is heading. So have you come to Jesus? Are you part of that story? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have a plan. A plan that is centered on Jesus. We thank you for Christmas that reminds us that he came and was born into our world. And that he died and rose again. And we thank you that he promises that he will come back and complete the job that he began through his death and resurrection to bring complete victory. We pray that you would open our hearts, that we would see these things, and you would give us grace to turn to him and to come to him, so that on that day we might rejoice in that new world. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.